Hallelujah. So he shall do what? Teach you all things. Hallelujah. And what else? And that's number one. He shall do what? Teach you. So I don't need. And that means I'm going to have to be spirit conscious, spirit aware. I got to be aware of spiritual things, because there's a lot of false spirits, untrue spirits, trying to mislead me, trying to get me off track so I won't flow with the Holy Spirit. Because when I flow with the Holy Spirit, we flowing together with him, we become unstoppable. We become invincible. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's where the confusion is. Satan don't want the church to get together. He wanna keep you upset. He won't keep you scared. He won't keep you uncertain. But boy, when we get through with this, I believe the Holy Ghost will have some solid people that's gonna move out in the Holy Ghost. See, we got this thing, Reb ought to do it. No, the body ought to do it. Hallelujah. The body of Christ should be doing the work. So he shall teach you how much? All things. Not something, but all things. And what's the number two? And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He can bring to your remembrance what's been said. That's number two. He will bring all things to your remembrance, what I've said. Whatever I said, he'll bring it to you, your remembrance. You don't have to be wondering about it. And the Holy Spirit is accurate. Hallelujah. And we need to get to the place where we trust him. Trust his revelation. Trust what he bring from the Father. Trust what he bring from the Son. Because he's only going to speak what the Father and the Son says. You'll see it in a minute. Hallelujah. 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 Number three. 15:26, number three. But when the Comforter is come. See, Jesus was about to leave. He was getting ready to go to the cross. He knew he was winding it up. He knew he was going to be crucified. And he was giving them instruction. And so he's telling them, and this instruction is passed on to us, because it was inspired by the Spirit of God to write it, to have it recorded. It's done by the inspiration of the Spirit. And it's accurate. Men wrote it, but the Spirit done it, gave the inspiration, inspired them to write it of the word. But when the Comforter is come, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will do what? Send unto you from the Father. Notice, there's no twin Holy Spirit. There's no triplet Holy Spirit. There's no, he's the one and only Holy Spirit. That just like there's one and only Jesus. There have been many. That's, you see, we have all these religious, false religion and cults out there. And they trying to make an attack against Jesus. And some trying to make him be white, and some trying to make him be black, and all this. If that's not the issue, he's Jesus. He was sent from God. Color of the skin is irrelevant to this. He's a man that was sent from God. He became a man and walked among us, should I say. And he died. None of the rest of them that's trying to make him be this and that, none of the rest of them did anything that Jesus did. Don't have no record for it. They just popped up somewhere and tried to make you think they did something. He's the only one. You can't find a trace or evidence of any of them going through, doing for mankind what Jesus did. Check it, you can check it any way you want to. Jesus is the only one that stands out that he was crucified. And he was qualified to be the Son of God and to redeem mankind. Nobody else. He's the only one that was raised from the dead first. Nobody spiritually was raised from the dead. Jesus was the first one. Then we follow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even who? He keep telling us, see, he wants you to get this. He is the Spirit of truth. The rest of them start speaking against Jesus, what you're going to see, you can see the why. You don't fool with them because they're lying spirits. And you need to know the Spirit of truth. Hello, somebody. So when you're praying, when you're saying, when you're preaching, teaching, witness, whatever you're doing, you need to know the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. 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 And so he said, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father. Where he come from? He came from the Father. And this is what he will do. He shall testify of me. He's not going to testify of another. He's only going to testify of Jesus. Because Jesus is the only one did what God wanted to do and accomplished what God sent him to do. So he will testify to you what Jesus did. It's true. Did y'all hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you won't be shaky in your faith. You won't be uncertain. You be firm, solid, steadfast, unmovable. Because I know the truth. The Holy Ghost that told me this bears witness to me in my spirit. And I'm not shaky about this. And when this come up and say, this is the way your life is. No, my life is the way God said it is. Because I know what this truth is. The Spirit of truth have bore witness with my spirit that this is the truth. And then the manifestation will come forth to prove that this is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I helping anybody? Amen. Glory to God. Number 4, 16:13. Howbeit, when he, who? He. See, some people call him it, but he's the third person in the Godhead, and he's called he. He's a person. Person. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's not an it, he's a person. He more, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say he's more of a person than we are. He's been with the Father all the time, ever since. And whenever God started, we can't find out when he started, and we don't know when he's going to end. So he's been there all the time.